We've Got Mail, Letters to the Editors, I Am Not Ashamed, The Example We Should Be. Thank you for publishing the story, I Am Not Ashamed, January 1999. It was a wonderful article to share with investigators. I translated it into German, and we had a very spiritual time at a family home evening with some girls and the missionaries. After I read the story, three of the girls started to take the discussions. It's wonderful to see them grow up in the gospel and to answer the questions they have about the church. It really helped me to learn more about the examples we should be to our friends. Yvonne Butterman, Eisenhardstadt, Germany. Not ashamed. A friend recently asked me for a Book of Mormon. When it came time for me to give it to him, I was afraid that it wasn't a good time for it. As I prepared to give the Book of Mormon to him, a scripture kept coming to my mind. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I know that I am not ashamed, January 1999, is what gave me the strength to follow through. If it wasn't for this article, I may not have had the courage to introduce the Book of Mormon to him. Sarah Davies, Douglasville, Georgia. Appreciation. I really appreciate all of the stories you put in the New Era. While they warn me that I can mess up in life, they also teach ways we can succeed. Sometimes, if I don't understand the story, I read it repeatedly until I can understand it. Thanks for publishing The New Era. Benjamin Weston, Far West, Utah. Thanks. I would like to thank you for putting the Mormonisms in The New Era. The magazine always manages to come up on a day that I'm not feeling well, and the cartoons cheer me right up. I would also like to thank you for the article, He Was a Stranger, in the July 1999 issue. It touched my heart, and I came so close to tears. I love the way Stakes and Wards work together to help someone in need. Jackie Green, Alsea, Oregon, via email. Yes, he still does. I'm a 44-year-old dad with teenage kids of my own, and I'm a convert to the church. I've been reading The New Era and the other church magazines since 1976. I'm usually the first in our home to get a look at the magazines when they arrive, and The New Era is usually the first one I look at. Yes, I still enjoy The New Era, especially the stories, both fiction and nonfiction, the Mormon ads, and the humor. I read it pretty much cover to cover, and I'm grateful for the inspiration it provides and testimony it reinforces. I can tell from the letters that the Q&A that the young people around the world get as much or more from the magazine as I do. Keep up the great work. Scott Bynum, Apache Junction, Arizona, via email. A Place to Turn. I love your magazine. When I read it, it brightens my day and helps me to understand more about the gospel. This is the first year I've been receiving The New Era, and I have noticed that when I read it, it strengthens my testimony. I especially like the questions and answers. When I am feeling down or upset, I can always turn to it for help. I would like to thank you so much for The New Era issues. Sarah Rowley, Walla Walla, Washington, via email. The New Era welcomes your letters. Send them to Feedback, New Era Magazine, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or via email at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the article, We've Got Mail. Night Music.